Loyalist Township Council approved a $49.5 million renewal of the W.J. Henderson Recreation Center. The renewal project includes a new aquatic facility with an 8-lane, 25-meter pool and a separate warm water leisure pool. A phased construction approach is set to begin in spring 2024. During their special council meeting for the renewal project, council received a validation report summarizing the overall costs, strategies, and timelines for construction. The entire project is expected to be completed by January 2026. Councilor Paul Proderick noted the history and current state of the recreation center.
Being a 45-plus year resident of Ernestown and Loyalist, I've watched the community grow tremendously and watched a lot of change, the development of the rink, the development of the pool, the development of the library. And, I've had an opportunity over the last 15 or so years to travel throughout Ontario, seeing a lot of arena complexes, recreation, et cetera. And I 100% can say that the one we have at present, when the pool is operational, is one of the best you'll see anywhere. And when hockey teams would come in, they would say the same thing.
Mayor Jim Hagedorn explained the history of the recreation center and showed his support for the renewal project.
I believe that we're in somewhat in the same position that the township was in the early 1970s, when they had the option to put a pool, build a pool, and provide it for the community. And the community was a lot smaller. And they got some funding, but they had to come up with a pile of money. And I look at it, and I think that the only thing that we can do at this time is to continue maintaining this for our residents, for their safety, and for their enjoyment. So I fully support this project moving forward, not only for the current residents of Loyalist, but for the future ones as well.
Proderick noted the importance of programming in the community.
Programming provides what we need through the various stages of life. Some of us are at one end of it, and some are at the other. And as our population grows, the population is going to expect the services.
Hagedorn noted the importance of swimming lessons in the area for future generations.
This morning I took a look at, or I got thinking about my daughters. They went to school here. They went to that pool. They were taught how to swim, and they swim very well. I swim like a rock. So I've never had to concern myself with anything happening to them in a normal circumstance, because I could never get out to help them. That is peace of mind. Then I took a look at my grandsons, who the family is, they're living with us now. They're in the township, and we're looking at forwarding our family farm. They need to learn the same skills. They need to know how to swim. I don't know. They need to know. They need to know that they are going to be safe no matter where they go. If I go out in the lake and I step off a bit of a cliff in the limestone on the bottom of the lake, I go down. If that happens to them, they'll swim around, have some fun, and come back. That's peace of mind for me. That's huge.
Proderick spoke about the environmental benefits as well.
From an environmental standpoint, this is great. You know, it's not a big thing to some, but, you know, climate action plan, 35% decrease in natural gas, 95% in greenhouse gases. You know, that's huge. And even for a small township, it sends a message to the people that choose this place. And my hope is down the road, we do get to a net zero. That would be a great goal. You know, whether it's solar technologies, whatever.
Hagedorn noted the impact on residents' tax bills.
When I was putting a lot of thought into this during and after reading the very in-depth report, I took out my tax bill because there's going to be a tax increase. And I worked out what it's going to cost me on the farm to be able to pay for this increase. In thinking of this and looking at my tax bill, I also realized the increase in my tax bill would put about half a tank of fuel in my vehicle, and I would have to drive to Kingston or further for my grandsons to take those lessons. I can pay the increase in my tax bill cheaper than I can drive them somewhere else. But for me as a person and as a resident, that's an investment. And then I stopped and thought, if my family's going to miss out on this opportunity, every family in the township will miss out. on an opportunity if a pool is not here.
As part of its funding plan, the township secured $16.5 million in funding towards the project through Infrastructure Canada's Green and Inclusive Community Building Program. The City of Kingston expressed interest and may also be contributing funding towards the capital costs of the project. A resolution passed September 5th by Kingston City Council approved a contribution of just over $6.5 million to support the aquatic component of the project. This contribution is conditional on City of Kingston residents having equal access to recreation programming at the new facility for a period of 20 years. The terms of the agreement have yet to be determined. According to the report, staff will also continue to seek additional grant opportunities to support the project. There are multiple applications submitted and currently under review. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ted Evans.